Hey, gorgeous. I'm so glad that you're here. So whether you are just brainstorming your book, or whether it's already written and you're ready to publish it, or whether you've published it and you want to give it new life, you are in the exact right place. And I just want to just say, you know, you got this. You got this. My journey as a writer has been, I'm laughing because I've literally participated in every kind of writing probably that there is. In college, I interned at McGraw-Hill Company as a copywriter in the copywriting division. And it was really cool because I had a boss named Peggy who allowed me to actually do real work. Later on, I figured, oh wait, I was just doing all of her work, but it was really cool and I didn't mind. And they had offered me like a lifelong job, if that still exists, but that was just not my path. I also interned at Elle Magazine in the letters to the editor section, which is really cool because currently I am an advice columnist with Essence. I also have written for stage and screen. I have produced or participated in a number of theater productions, award-winning stuff, as well as award-winning art films, which is pretty awesome and I'm proud of. And then while I was working in television, of course, I wrote for television and brought a lot of that and then had to forget a lot of that when writing my books. And so, you know, every kind of writing is totally different. My first book, Dare, is a satirical novel, and that was traditionally published by Simon & Schuster. And my second book was indie published. I'm the daughter of writers. My dad's books are indie published, so I'm very familiar with how the route of self-publishing before my time, because I remember growing up where self-publishing meant that, you know, my dad had a trunk full of books and a garage full of books that he then was selling one to one. But luckily, that's not the case for us. So you will find a lot of stuff here on how to, you know, maximize your book and get it out into the world. And you don't need a garage full or a trunk full of books at all. I've also written for gossip sites like Yahoo OMG, as well as I said, you know, still like having had an advice column for a really long time from different publications like Match.com, etc. And I also wrote, this is interesting. And I'm still like I feel like I'm revealing too much even by mentioning it, but I've been a ghostwriter for a lot of folks, and I have written as a ghostwriter several books, novels, coaching programs, etc. So as you can see, I have had my hands in the writing pot across the board. And so I'm excited to share this lesson with you. So just get in there. You have a story that needs to be told, and there's an audience who is waiting to hear it. Okay, so let's make it happen, shall we? Yes! Woo! Let's do it.